In ancient times, they used to make big concern over the skull. The skull was the home of thought, the upper room, sitting on the 33 bones of the spinal column. You went into the upper room to think and to share truths. That skull, of course, became a symbol of many of the brotherhoods as they planned their world domination. But truth is always crucified on a place of the skull. Inside your head is where truth is crucified. Henceforth you have a Golgotha. That's what it means. Only you can crucify the truth. And that's why it says, when you do, on our own heads, be it. You make the decision yourself. Not a people, but as an individual person, you make that decision. Some of the higher masons today still use a skull to drink from. The water of life, you know, the truth, symbolically. Other ones use plastic ones now because they're becoming wimps. You have one life to lead here, to lead yourself out of the matrix. When your mind begins to work, it will start speeding up like an express train, and then you have to also control it. You don't go blurting everything you understand to others who are still inside the old program. They'll turn on you and think you're crazy. The thought that so much has gone in to creating a fake reality from television and their favorite newscasters and those who give them their documentaries, the thought of all that being planned, being part of a structure of control of their minds, is unthinkable to them. That's why mind control does work on such an incredibly vast scale. Don't take it from me. Read it from Brzezinski and others who've been involved in the setting up of the structure, at least the modern part of it. What I've also noticed recently is not so much recently, they always give those who are waking up heroes to follow, generally with something no one else has, either someone who comes out from within the CIA or within the FBI, or ex-FBI or ex-CIA or ex-whatever. Some of them are genuine. The ones who are genuine, we get one interview and they're gone. Other ones go on for years, leading the patriot type round in circles. This also happens with the ones who come out and even disclose some of the aerial spraying or the HAARP type projects, and wants to come out with profound truths and equipment that they've somehow been given, which was never available to the public. They then come out and tell us how to use equipment to make us more healthy. Again, once more, you're right back to adapting to sciences. Let sciences will be your savior. They'll cure you of everything and enhance you. Back to the same agenda. They take you back to the same agenda which the elite have you on. If fire was sweeping around the world, you'd be teaching your children not to put their hands in it. Don't get too close to it. And then they would turn round and tell them, the fire will cure us eventually of everything. Their faith is in science. They're right back onto the same agenda. Because people are terrified of death. Anything to do with health can be sold to them. The more fantastic it is, the more they want to believe it. Because they're terrified. Terrified of something which they do every day, which is to go to sleep. But this time they never wake up. They can't handle their consciousness when they are awake. So they walk around with earphones and cell phones strapped to their ears, or TVs or radios blaring away, because they can't stand their own thoughts. Yet here they are, terrified not to wake up to have those terrified thoughts. Interesting phenomena.